the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. Once again, thanks for listening in. And in today's session, what I wanted to talk to you about specifically was, what do you do when you fall off the rails? So what I mean by that is, you're in a routine, you know what you should be doing, and you begin doing it. It could be weight loss, it could be a diet, it could be going to the gym, it could be dropping leaflets, it could be picking up the phone and cold calling, it could be any of those things. It's something that you're actually doing, and then for some unknown reason, usually because something stressful has come along and knocked you off the rails, you then out of habit of doing it, and so you're no longer doing these processes, these functions that were actually getting you the results in the first place. And so you fall off a wagon, you fall off the track, you fall off the rails, whatever terminology you want to use on this, and you're struggling to get back on. And I know how this feels. I know exactly how this feels. I've just come off a month of not going to the gym, and I found it very, very difficult. And in fact, I've just changed my diet completely. Gone are the donuts and the pizzas and the Coca-Cola. I'm sorry to say, because they were stunningly gorgeous and I love eating them. And that's not what you're supposed to say, is it? You're supposed to say that you love greens and sprouts and all that stuff. But I've really, really struggled with getting back on the wagon, getting back to the gym. I've put weight on. We move out to Spain. You eat all the wonderful foods that we have here. And then I fly back every 10 days back to England. And then there's like Greg's donuts, there's Morrison's donuts. Oh my gosh, all this lovely food. And I go home and I just scoff it all. And it's really easy for me to fall off a wagon because my habits are broken up pretty much every 10 days. And it's a regular occurrence. It's really difficult getting any sort of routine. And when you have a routine, when that routine is up and running, that's when everything's working swimmingly. So, like, there's a couple of lessons in here, isn't there? The first one is, if you're not even on the wagon yet, you need to get a routine. So that's step one. If you're not there and you're not doing the things that you know you should be doing each and every day, each and every week and each and every month, then you've got to start doing that. So it could be just a quick routine. Like, for example, I'm drinking 3 litres of water a day now. And so I've got a bottle here, 750ml, with a large mouthpiece, and I just drink 4 of those. One in the morning, one in the early afternoon, one in the late afternoon, and one in the evening. I've been doing that for the last 7 days, and I've literally lost an inch off my waist. I've been doing some extra things as well, eating a lot cleaner, no Coke, no donuts, I'm afraid, no pizza, lots of protein, very few carbs, very, very few carbs, and literally I've lost an inch off my waist. And all that has happened because my routine, I made the decision to make the change. And once I've made that change, then I'm now in that routine. Now there's a danger coming up because tomorrow I fly back to England for 4 days. And so I'm having to prepare. So this is rule number two, isn't it? So the first rule is to get a routine. The second rule is to start preparing. And not just weight loss. Let's just say you should be making 20 cold calls every day. Well, prepare yourself. You could break down your cold calls into 10 calls on a morning, 10 calls on an afternoon. So that's 5 calls between 9 and half 10, and another 5 between half 10 and 12, and then the same in the afternoon. And now you're just breaking it down into easily bite-sizable, manageable chunks, and that's rule number 3. So just breaking it down will make life a lot easier. Now, rule number 4 is for you to have some, what we call, little victories. So if you want to get back into the habit and you're not drinking any water, let's say, just drink a glass of water. Measure it for a start, that will help. But just grab that glass and work your way through that glass and start up with one glass in the morning, one glass in the afternoon. That's got to be better than the Coke at lunchtime and the coffee all day that you drink. It has to be better. So you've got to start getting back on track, back on the wagon. And once you get there, the key then is to stay there. And you can do that by rewarding yourself. So one of the rewards that you could do. Now, for rewards, they have to be healthy rewards. You know, there's no point in going on a diet all week, losing an inch off your waist, and then having a donut at the end because you've done well. That's crazy. I know people who've done that. I know people who've gone, well, I've had a really good week, so I'm going to have fish and chips. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. The the type of reward that you need for yourself is buy yourself a book, buy yourself like a massage or a Reiki session or some reflexology, something that's going to be really healthy for you. And if it's in business and you've made, you know, your 100 cold calls that week, because you've done 20 per day, five early morning, five late morning, five early afternoon, five late afternoon, that's 20 a day, that's 100 cold calls. By the way, let me ask you, do you think your business would take off if you made 100 calls every single month? To people you'd even not spoken to before, or people that you'd re-engaged? Of course it would. So what would be your reward for that? Well, it could be any of the things that I've already said, or if it's more business orientated, it could be taking the team out for a meal or going bowling, but also keep it healthy, you know. You're supposed to be setting the, you know, people look up to you all the time, and I have to be careful as well because people listen to my every word, and sometimes I'll do a throwaway line like, oh my gosh, I so love donuts. And they think, oh great, I'll go and have donuts. So you've got to be careful because people listen to you, and people who don't look like they listen to you are actually listening to you. When I was going through my family court wars a number of years ago, although they still happen on and off today, but when I went through my family court wars, I met a chap on Facebook and he was going through something similar. And I said, yeah, I've gone through that as well. It was pretty horrific, but I've got some things that I did that helped me through it. And he said, yeah, I know all about them because I followed you on Facebook and you were my inspiration. And I'm like, what? Yeah, yeah, you were my inspiration for me to keep going. I would have given up. I didn't even know that. And I just find it amazing that people who you have no idea exist are actually watching what you're doing and they're being inspired by it. So if you've been inspired by these podcasts, for example, and I know a lot of people have because I've seen the emails that come through and I've seen the personal messages on Facebook and on Twitter, thank you. Come and say hello. I love speaking to people, as you probably know. And tell me about what you're going through and what you've overcome. I'd love to hear that. But if you're contemplating falling off a wagon, or if you've fallen off a wagon, so let's say it's smoking cessation, and you've not had a cigarette for like 2 weeks, and then you've had a really bad day, and you've gone, screw it, and you just smoked the whole packet. You know what? It's perfectly fine to do that. As long as you get back on a wagon, and that's it, the following day, you're back on it. There's no more cigarette smoking and you're back on it. It's okay to have a few remissions every so often. I'm in a health group, and the group that's helping me, giving me inspiration and motivation to, you know, keep on my diet, and I'm doing very well with it. But I'm in this health group, and one of the girls in the health group has had a terrible day and she just ate lots of biscuits. And it's okay. I mean, actually, in health point of view, it's probably not that bad at all. It's like a cheat day, tricks the body into thinking there's more fat coming food wise, so it doesn't have to hold on to fat, which is one of the reasons why people retain their weight, by the way, from diets, yo-yo dieting. So the word I use is diet, but that's really not the right word. What I really meant to say was I'm eating clean, completely different mindset. the fact that the first three letters in the word diet is die. And the fact also that 95% of diets just don't work attest to that as well. So look, let's talk about little victories. What would be a little victory? So a little victory, if you're needing to make some cold calls, would be one cold call in the morning and one in the afternoon. Heck, if you're not making any in a week, one a week is a start. But you've got to start. I'll give you another example, a really great example that I use for people who can't get their lardy backsides to the gym. This was me as well, by the way. So this is the advice I give. So this is what you do. If you need to go to the gym, but you really can't be bothered, get all your gear, put it in your bag, get in the car or however you get to the gym, the bus, whatever. Go to the gym, go into the changing room and get changed. Sit there for 5 minutes, maybe have a shower like you would after a gym session, and then get changed back into your normal clothes and come back. Now, if you're listening to this, you're like, that's crazy. It's such a crazy idea. That's exactly the point. It's so crazy to go to the gym, sit there for 5 minutes and not do anything. And I guarantee you this is what will happen. You get changed into your stuff. This is like summit fever. Anyone who's climbed a mountain or a hill. So I climbed one a couple of weeks ago, and it was a little bit dangerous, actually, because I was in flip-flops. And I had no water. Luckily, I'd had some food, like a chocolate bar or something, the hour before. And I got three quarters up this very large hill. And as I looked down, I was like, oh, well, I'm here now. If I want to do this next week, I've got to climb all this three quarters of the way up again. I might as well go to the summit. And that's exactly what I did. It was really dangerous because that last quarter was really arduous. And then I got lost. And then like 5 hours later, I managed to find my way down, pick up the baby from nursery. I was beyond dehydrated. Absolutely almost delirious with dehydration. It was terrible. A good lesson to learn. And I can laugh about it now, but at the time it was a little bit panicky. But it's the summit fever I'm talking about here, not my near-death experience. So the summit fever is where you're getting there, you're three quarters of the way there, if there's no point in turning back now, I might as well keep going. That's what you're doing when you go to the gym and you get changed. And you get changed into your Keep Fit Lycra or whatever it is that you wear, fellas and ladies. So, where are we up to? So you've got to go, sit at the gym, and then you changed, and this is what will happen. Your brain will simply go, do you know what? I'm here, I'm three quarters of the way, I might as well go lift some weights. And even if you just lift a few weights or you run 400 metres. So I went to the gym this morning, first time in probably about 3 weeks, actually. And last time I went, I only ran 400 metres. Today I ran 800 metres. I pulled up the workout that I did from 3 weeks ago, and I increased the weights. And I feel really good this morning, and I pushed through that pain barrier, and I'm into lifting heavy at the moment, so that's fine, and got through it, and I feel really, really good. I think the 3 litres of water is helping and so on. But just get to the point where you might as well just do it anyway. So let's take it on an example of picking up the phone and making that call. So you've got maybe a script in front of you, and I don't mind scripts as long as you've practiced it so it doesn't sound like a script. You've got your telephone number, so you pick up the phone, you dial up to the last digit, and then you take a deep breath, and then you push that digit, and then you wait. Depends what sort of phone you've got, because you might have to press call. But then you press call, and then you see what happens, and it's ringing. Anybody who's ever phoned up a girl, by the way, or a guy, for me it was girls, to ask them out on a date, you'll know how this feels. I know I have when I was like 17 or whatever. You're dialing the number, wouldn't you? And then you're like, you've got this last number. And in those days, we had those old phones, you know, the ones with the big round thing on. And so you get up to the last digit, and then you'd either bottle it, so you wouldn't do it, or you'd actually just dial that last digit and you would do it. And that's summit fever right then. It's like, oh, I'm almost there. Oh, screw it, I'll just do it. And we've got to get you to that stage. Now, that's just a little victory. And once you get into the habit of doing these little victories, everything that you try and do will become so much easier, because you're up to the point where you're going, screw it, I'm here anyway, I might as well do it. And that's a great place to be. And once you start getting those little victories in, and then you can start making these into a habit, then you're back on the rails. And then you're doing the stuff that you've decided is the stuff that will get you the results. And that's what this is about. If you don't want to cold call, then don't do it. If it's not a necessity in your business, then don't do it. Do something else. Like, I don't cold call at all. It's not my business. People contact me. If you know, we don't follow people up for coaching or anything like that. If they want it, then they have to come and source me. I don't even have business cards anymore. I don't do business cards. If you want me, you find me on the internet and you come and get me. It's just the way that I do business now. There's a saying, he who speaks first is lost. I don't know who made the saying, perhaps I've just made it up, but I'm sure I've heard of it. So, especially in sales, you know, when the first person who gives a price, they're the one who loses. So you always wait for the price first from the other person, if you're selling a car or whatever. But from this point of view, whoever picks up the phone is the winner. So I don't cold call, I wait for people to phone me. Not that people do, because no one knows my number, but they email me. So that means I'm in more control from a sales process. That's just how I like it. That also means I miss sales, because actually if I just picked up the phone, I would go out and make more sales. I'd be able to persuade people to do coaching. But that's not what we're about either. I don't want to persuade people. I want people at the point where they go, do you know what? I've come this far and it's not working out and I'm in trouble, I need that help. That's the point that I like to be at, and that's the point that we take clients on. There's other coaches out there that will chase you up, and that's fine, but we don't do that. And we don't have to do that, as it happens. But that was one of my little victories, moving my business into that type of format of not having to chase people up. So what are the little victories that you can do in your, let's say, your love life? Let's say you're in a relationship. When was the last time you went home, fellas, I'm talking to you now, when was the last time you went home and gave the missus some flowers? Or your partner, it could be a male partner, couldn't it? So, but when was the last time that you went and did something special? Like for most guys, I know this, guys, because I'm a guy and I speak to lots of guys. So, you know, when I ask people, they're like, oh, God, years ago. Obviously, Valentine's Day or a birthday. But when was the last time that you actually did that? And it's really funny, actually, because when we lived in England, I actually did this a lot more than I do now. Now we live in Spain. Life is so blissful here. We tend not to do it. But you know what? Today, I'm going to go find some flowers. I have no idea where we buy flowers from in Spain, but I'm going to do it as well. So there's another saying as well, which is all coaching is self-coaching. So when I'm helping a client, I'm ultimately just helping myself anyway, which is pretty awesome because you say things and you come out with things and then you say, oh my gosh, I should be doing that. So that's what I'm going to go do. So listen, fellas who are listening to this, go buy some flowers for your partner. It doesn't matter if it's male or female, let's face it. Everybody loves flowers. If I received flowers, I would still love flowers, by the way. At one point, it would have been, I would prefer chocolates, but now a litre of water, I'll probably be quite happy with that these days, as crazy as that sounds. Ladies, go out and do something similar. What would a fella want? Something Star Wars, possibly. Not everybody likes that, but go out and do something. So on your relationships, these are little victories. Just tiny, tiny little things. Fellas, pick up the Hoover and do the housework just once. Put the clothes away, do the ironing, hire a cleaner. Just do something that gets you a little victory. And what you will find is that all this stuff is reciprocated back in ways that you can't possibly imagine. And it's the same in your business. If you want to do cold calls, then just start picking up the phone. But get some training on how to pick up the phone. Not how to pick up the phone. We all know how to pick a phone up. But how to pick up the phone and speak to the other person. It's all about building rapport. It's about asking for business. It's about getting up to date with where they're up to and spotting any opportunities. It's asking, you know, if they've already bought a product from you, it's maybe asking about how that product is working out for them. Do they need some additional training for that? Do they know anybody else who would benefit from that product? So you can do that. And this all stems back down to little victories. Let's say it's leaflet drops. Go drop 100 leaflets tomorrow. Just go do it on your own. Go drop 100. And then the next day drop 100 and the next day drop 100. Now you're getting into a habit. And let's say you do that before work. That's doable. It takes, what would it take? 45 minutes to drop 100 leaflets maybe? So that's maybe 50 minutes, call it. That's one every 30 seconds. That's doable. So you do an hour in the morning. You could then do an hour in an evening, couldn't you? Or 2 hours on an evening. Suddenly that's 300 leaflets a day. That's 2,100 leaflets a week. So that's 8,400 leaflets a month. Suddenly, you're now getting phone calls from people who've received your leaflet. And all you've done is an hour in the morning, 2 hours on the night time. So before I left work, like properly left work and sort of retired, I just turned 30, or just before 30, and I was doing 60 hours a week at this computer company, one of the largest on the planet. And then I was doing another 20 hours doing all my property stuff. That's what I was doing. Those 20 hours included things like going in to speak to estate agents, dropping leaflets. We didn't really have, we're going back sort of 13 years here, and we didn't really have the internet as it was now, but there were advertising mediums on the internet, forums and that sort of thing that we could go to, and that's what I spent doing 20 hours a week. Now, fast forward that, 13 years later, here we are living in Spain in the villa. It's December, and I did a video yesterday, and there's a guy snorkeling in the sea. And another guy sunbathing on the sand. And we were like in December, mid-December. I found that amazing. But all that happened because of the work that we did 13 years ago when it was so easy not to be bothered and say things like, oh, it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Your entire future life depends on what you do today. So look, go ahead, do something that your future self will thank you for. get into the habit, get into the routine, because when you look back in 12, 13 years like I do, you'll be ever so grateful. Okay, that's it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed that. As ever, you can find me at my website, which is www.daniellatto.co.uk. I look forward to hearing from you. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.